Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. I hope that those who are listening to us tonight will be able to hear the word of God with their spiritual ears in the name of Jesus. Let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for this opportunity tonight to allow the Holy Spirit to use us according to your will and purpose. We pray for this nation who have sinned against you. We pray that the people's eyes and ears are open to receive your word tonight. Lord, we come in the name of Jesus, commanding and binding generational curses, that they are broken in the name of Jesus, and that every word that the enemy has spoken over us, it shall return unto his camp. All shall die in the name of Jesus. We pray for those who are seeking to be healed, delivered, and set free. I pray that every need be met beginning on this night. And Father, we thank you for hearing us when we call. And let the anointing fall where it may, in Jesus' name, amen and amen. Praise the Lord, everybody. Tonight, we are sounding the trumpet for people to wake up. It's time to wake up. We're looking for, in the name of Jesus, we're calling for those who are faithful believers tonight to come forth. The Christians got to come forth and believe and have faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. We're calling tonight for those who has a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. We're calling for them to come together as one. We got to come together as one. There's a sin epidemic. There's a plague of sin in this world. And people are gravitating toward it faster than ever. Sin has become the forerunner of the crisis we're experiencing today. And nobody seems to see or hear or understand what is happening. We see all of destruction and everything happening, and still people won't turn from their sins. They've made up in their mind that this is what they're going to do, and they're doing it because the world seems to have something to offer, and that's the sad thing. People don't seem to understand and follow after the word of God. People have fallen away according to the Bible. Excuse me, they have fallen away. And we come in the name of Jesus, that people are healed, delivered, and set free, that they are restored in the name of Jesus. This sin epidemic is worldwide. It's all over the world. And people, no matter how you pray, no matter what you say, people just gravitate towards this sin. So we come tonight to sound the trumpet in the name of Jesus. We're sounding the trumpet for people to wake up, and especially the Christians. The devil has it together. The world is together. They do everything they want to do. They say the thing they want to say, and nobody is, not even the church. I want to see the churches come together like on the day of Pentecost. I want to see the people coming together. But it's a plague of sin. A plague of sin in this world. And they said, well, this disease is coming back. That disease is coming back. And it's all because of sin. All because of sin. And these people think that, a lot of people think that they can sin and keep on sinning and there's no consequences, because the world seems to have something to offer. Of course, Satan lays out a beautiful table, but it's deadly. It is deadly poison, and people can't even see it. They just going and eating off the devil's table. Anything the devil throw out there, they receive it. We as the body of Christ, we got to come together and begin to declare and decree God's word. No matter what the enemy has spoken over us, We got to declare and decree the word of God. We got to come together, unite. We got to unite together and begin to declare and decree the word of God. People are telling people, come join us in this and come join us in that. We can march for this and we can run for that. But it will not cure sin. It will not cure sin. The only thing that will cure sin is the blood of Jesus. Amen. That's the only thing that will cure sin. The doctor can't give you a pill for that. No medication can cure sin. It's a sin epidemic, and it's spreading like a wildfire. And that's why I'm calling for the Christians to unite. We don't have time to talk about one another and be against one another. It's time for us to unite. The world has united. It's the church. It's the Christians that has to unite. We have to unite and get back to God in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. The world will tell you whatever they want to hear. Whatever you want to hear, they can tell you. But like I said, nothing cures sin but the blood of Jesus. But the world won't tell you that. They'll tell you whatever you want to do is fine. And just because God has given us grace don't mean that we should keep sinning. Because there comes a time, there's a cutoff point, just like anything else. But I want us to take a look here at Joel 2:12. The Lord says, therefore also now says the Lord, turn ye even to me with all your heart and with fasting and with weeping and with mourning. God wants us to turn. He wants us to turn around from the things that our sins, the things that we have done. He wants us to turn around. God has given us opportunities to turn around from those things. Because it's nothing but destruction if you don't. And it said, rend your heart and not your garment, and turn unto the Lord your God, for he is gracious and merciful, slow to anger, and of great kindness, and repented him of evil. This is what God wants us to do. He's telling us to turn from our ways in the name of Jesus. God wants to give us an opportunity to turn from our ways. And just because he's gracious and merciful and slow to anger don't mean that we can keep doing what we're doing. That comes a time when God will move his hand. God knows everybody. He knows the heart of man. He knows all about each and every one of us. So it's time for us to turn from our ways. It's time for the church to unite and come together. When the churches unite and come together, things began to change. Things began to happen. So we as God's disciples, those of us who call ourselves God's servants, his disciples, his friends, it's time for us to come together. It's time for the churches to come together. And I can't say that enough. I talk about unity all the time, and the reason why is because the churches need to unite. Amen? And in Bible days, when people showed deep remorse, it was often by tearing their clothes. But God doesn't want that kind of outward display of repentance. He wants a true repentance from the heart, from the inside, inside repentance. This is what God is calling for. So we as Christians should want to turn from our ways and teach your children and your children's children. Because you should want them to turn from your way, turn from their ways as well. We come to bind those generational curses that have been haunting families for years. Seems like even people that I've been around, been praying and praying and praying, and nothing has happened. It's like you're still in the wilderness. And the reason why is because it's time to speak God's word with faith. You got to mix it with faith. It has to be mixed with faith. Because that's the only way it works. It's by faith. It's time to command these things to be removed out of your life, out of your family's life, out of your friends, those you know. It's time for us to do that. It's time for people to come together. And I can't reiterate that enough. I can't say it enough that it's time for the church, the Christians, to come together and unite. Amen? It's time. Sin has gotten so out of control today. People are literally slapping Jesus Christ in the face by all the things that they're doing because they don't care. They have fallen away from the faith because the world says, oh, you can do whatever you want to do by the law. Those who live by the law will die by the law. So people are doing what they want to do, and they think there's no consequences because the world says you can do what you want to do. But I'm here tonight to sound a trumpet in the name of Jesus. We're sounding the trumpet to let the world know that it's a plague of sin. And if you don't turn from your ways, then you're going to have to suffer the consequences. Amen? So this is why tonight we are here to allow people to know what is really happening. All over the world, they say, well, it's flooding here, it's snowing there, it's raining here. All the things that come on our TV, this is happening, that is happening. It's all because of sin. And people can't see it. It's all because of sin. And so that's why God is allowing us to sound the trumpet tonight for people to turn away from their sin. Amen? And people think that they can go to the doctor and take some medication and keep on sinning. Come on. It's time out, people. Wake up. Wake up. Wake up. There's all kinds of plagues. It's a plague of diseases and sickness upon this earth. For instance, cancer. You hear so much. Every time you turn your TV, there's cancer here. Diabetes there, evil over here, wickedness, murder. I mean, it's just the list goes on and on. The list goes on and on. And people think that they can go to the doctor and he can heal them of these plagues. Let me give you for instance here. Let's look at 2 Chronicles 16 and 12. Let's look at this. Because when you turn from God and you leave God out, there's nothing. There's nothing left. Nothing left when you leave God out of the equation. When God is not put first, there's a problem. There's a problem when God is not first. And when you trust in man, the Bible tells us not to put our trust in man. When you put your trust in man alone, there's a problem. The Bible says in 2 Chronicles 16 and 12, it says that, and Asa in the 30th and 9th year of his reign was diseased in his feet until his disease was exceedingly great. Yet in his disease he sought not the Lord, but to the physician. And Asa slept with his fathers and died in the 140th year of his reign. Asa turned from the Lord and he began to go to the doctor. And he slept with his father, the Bible says. Because when we begin to trust in man and you think medicine's going to heal you after you've left God, after you've fallen away from the faith, that's a terrible, terrible problem. But I come tonight to sound the trumpet, and I said, the devil is a liar. Hallelujah, Jesus. We call back those things that God has blessed us with, God has graced us with. We come to denounce the enemy tonight, everything that he has cast over this generation, everything that he has said about us. We come to send it back to the pits of hell. We come to allow it to drown, command in the name of Jesus that it drown in the sea. Go down that hill and drown in the sea. We are commanding that the devil and his angels, his enemies, the one, his little minions, we command them to drown. We're breaking generational curses tonight in the name of Jesus. We're sounding the trumpet, amen? So we're here tonight to say the sin epidemic that's happening all over the world, we're coming to sound the trumpet for the Christians so the Christians can unite and come together. I recently was looking at the TV, and they were showing where it was talking about the AIDS virus. And these young men were on there, and they were talking about that was a cure. And I was like, man, there's no cure but the blood of Jesus. The only cure that you'll find is the blood of Jesus. That's it. That's the blood of Jesus is the only cure when we turn from our sins, turn from our wicked ways in the name of Jesus. We must turn, or we're going to suffer the consequences. This cancer epidemic has gotten out of hand. Look like everybody that goes to the doctor come back with cancer. They said it's cancer. No, it is rottenness of the bones, where people will not turn from their sins, and they will not receive the word of God. And so guess what? After sin is finished, there's nothing left but death. Nothing left but death. So this sin epidemic that is upon the world is what's stirring up all the diseases and so forth and so on. They said measles is back. Sin is began to increase upon the earth. So no matter what they call it, it's all sin. Amen? It's sin. And people are just waiting to stay in sin. They just want, it seems like it's drawing them to sin. And so we're here tonight, like I said, to sound the trumpet. To sound the trumpet. All the destruction and all the diseases in the world that are going on, people are gravitating toward it. But the Bible says in Exodus 15:26, he said, if thou wilt diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord thy God, and will do that which is right in his sight, and will give ear to his commandments, and keep all his statutes, he said, I will put none of these diseases upon thee, which I have brought upon the Egyptians, for I am the Lord that healeth thee. This is what the Lord says. He is the Lord that healeth thee. There's no other healing. So no medication, no pills, and anything else will do you any good. This sin epidemic is out of hand. It's out of hand. And the world has laid out, the devil has laid out a table so huge that those who've taken a bite of it are dying, young and old alike. I mean, it is so sad. So I pray the prayer that people will turn from their ways and begin to hear from the Lord and allow the word of the God, word of the Lord to be a lamp unto their feet and a light unto their path. The devil will come through any open door, any means necessary. He will come, whatever possible way he can. Friends, family, no house is off limits. No house is off limits to the devil. He will come in like a flood and begin to just ramshack people's houses wherever you are. That's the devil. So we have to be careful who we yoke up with. We have to be careful who we walk with. Because there's darkness. There's darkness. So much darkness in the world. It is so sad. Out of all the people in the world, when you look around and you see all these things happening to people, it's like, my God, you know? It's such a sad thing. In Galatians 5:19-21, let's take a look at this and let us show you some of these spirits, because they do multiply. These spirits multiply, and that's why we, as children of God, as God's children, we have to get away from these things. We have to be able to denounce these things. These things have been spoken for years over people for centuries, even during slavery. They've been spoken over them. Generational curses. But I come tonight in the name of Jesus. I command that they return to the one that sent them in the name of Jesus, because it's time for these curses to be broken off of this generation in the name of Jesus. No more families or generational curses with children. Things are happening with your children and so forth and so on. We got to speak that with our faith in the name of Jesus, that your children will be healed, delivered, and set free, that they will be saved in the name of Jesus. No devil in hell can come through the blood. Amen? So let's just look at these spirits in the name of Jesus. Let's look at these unwanted spirits, I would say, in the name of Jesus, in Galatians 5:19. It said, now the works of the flesh are manifest, which are these: adultery, and we all know what that is. Fornication, we know what that is. Uncleanness, we know what that is. Lasciviousness, we know what that is. That's lust, we know what that is. If you don't know, it's being lustful. Idolatry, we know what that is. Or worshiping idols, and we got a lot of that going on today. These people worship whatever. They call right wrong and wrong right, you know, and this is what they're doing. So whenever you're speaking, we speak against those things right now in the name of Jesus. We speak against everything that negative that has been spoken in the name of Jesus. So idolatry, that's idol worship, and like I said, it's so much of that going on today. It's just pathetic. Witchcraft, it's those people who practice witchcraft or think witchcraft can harm you. When you have the blood of Jesus smeared on you, there's nothing can come through the blood in the name of Jesus. I don't care what devil is trying to cast it out. Amen. We got hatred, vagrant, which we know what that is, the quality of being inconsistent, you know, people that like to have conflict, you know, and emulation, we know what that is, an effort to try to achieve, you know, typically imitating somebody else. We got wrath, we know what that is, strife, traditions, a conduct of speech, and it's simply rebellion. Heresy, we know what that is. Envying, murder, drunkenness, revelings, and such like. Of these which I tell you before, as I have also told you in time past, they that do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. And a lot of people don't, they're not even, I mean, you know, I've met some people that don't even consider God. This is a sad thing. It is really, really sad. It's really sad. You know, you hear all the other things that are going on, all the negativity. It's very few Christians, faithful Christians, that you'll meet that acknowledge Jesus Christ. The people act like they're afraid. The world is chanting everything that they want to say, but when it comes to the name of Jesus, hallelujah, people act like they can't see it. I say his name. I will say it wherever I go in the name of Jesus, wherever the Lord tell me to speak it in the name of Jesus, whatever he tell me to do in the name of Jesus, I will do it. I will speak his name because I'm not ashamed of the gospel. Amen? So our family, the Christians, should come together, need to come together, and began to declare and decree some things in the name of Jesus. This is what we must do. Declare and decree God's word over ourselves and over our lives. We must unite in the name of Jesus. we must unite. But as we see, a lot of the things that are going on, like I said earlier, people are just sitting back looking at it and say, oh, look what they're saying, look what they're doing. No, you speak against that. It's time for us to, in the name of Jesus, take back this mission, take back what God has given us. It's time for the Christians to come together. There should be no lack among the Christians, faithful believers. I want to be like they were, the friends, like they were when they let the man down to the roof. They let him down to the roof. Those were some friends. To get that man to the roof, they couldn't reach Jesus. So they took him up and put him down to the roof. Come on, saints, we got to get it together. We got to come together. We got to come together. It's just that desperate. We got to come together so we can see things begin to change. In the name of Jesus, we won't change. We want to see things change. In the name of Jesus, the devil running rapid, and the Christians alike is lacking what they need to furnish the kingdom. How is that? How is it that we don't have what we need to furnish the kingdom of God? That's because we're not seeking it. The Bible says, the Lord says, he wish above all things that we prosper and be in health, even as our soul prospers. We as the body of Christ should have what we need. As the body of Christ, we should have what we need. The world is advancing and God's people are sitting praying, saying what we need. No, we command wealth to come to us right now in the name of Jesus. We command everything that the house of God needs come to us right now in the name of Jesus. Those who are faithful and truly following after the word of God, those who trust God, I trust God to the point where even now that even with Mary and Elizabeth, the same things he did for them then, he can do now. But the devil been telling us lies. The devil said, you can't do that. You can't have that. You can't have this. And people go back and speak that. And they say, oh, well, no, they say you at this age, you can't have no children. At this age, you can't do that. At this age, the devil is a lie. They've been lying to us for years. These demons been taking over. They've been lying for years. And guess what? People have been agreeing to it. That's why we got to watch who we gather with. We got to watch what we agree to. We got to watch that thing. We got to watch what we're agreeing to. The Bible said, if any two agree upon any one thing on this earth, it shall be done in the Father's name which is in heaven. We got to watch who we're agreeing with. If somebody tell you you poor, you better tell them the devil is a lie. I'm rich in the name of Jesus. I'm rich. Whatever the devil tell you, you better have a word for him. Have a word for him and tell him you send that back with him. Wherever it come from, send it back. Because the devil been lying for years. God said he the same today, yesterday, and forever. What he did then, he can do now, and he will do. We have to speak it out of our mouth, declare and decree it in the name of Jesus. God has given us authority. He has given us power. He has given us the authority to walk on scorpions, and we got to speak this thing, and we got to walk on it in boldness in the name of Jesus. So, Father, I'm asking in the name of Jesus that the saints' faith increase, their boldness increase in the name of Jesus, that we will take back what the devil has stole for us in the name of Jesus, stolen from us. And we declare and decree that people are healed, delivered, and set free. We're no longer letting the enemy tell us that we are sick, that we're dying, and other things that they have cast upon us. We're no longer letting the enemy tell us what we can and cannot do. The devil is a lie. The Bible said we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us in the name of Jesus. Saints, we can do that. We can speak that. We can say that. We can do all things through Christ who strengthens us in the name of Jesus. We can do that. Amen? But let us repent. We got to repent and ask God for forgiveness. ask them for forgiveness, and unite with our brothers and sisters, and begin to pray. Come together and pray. I want to see it happen like on the day of Pentecost when they all came together. I don't know if many of you have read the story of the Azusa Street Revival, but I want if those the author said that these people saw limbs grow back. I know God is Alpha and Omega. He's powerful. The beginning and the end. He knew everything about us. I want to walk so close with him that I can hear him when he's whispering to me in the name of Jesus. I want to hear him. I want to hear what he's saying. See, a lot of reasons why we haven't seen a lot of the works of God is because the church hadn't come together. The Christians hadn't. The saints. We got to come together by faith. By faith. The Bible said two or three gathered in my name. I'm in the midst. Ooh, hallelujah, Jesus. He's in the midst of it. So we want to be able to see. We want to be able to see the move of God. We want to see people change. I don't want to just pray for somebody in the name of Jesus unless they just reject it. I don't want to pray for somebody just because I can pray. I know how to pray. Say free word. When I'm praying, I want to see some change in the name of Jesus because I walk with God. I talk with him on a daily basis. I want to see some change in their lives in the name of Jesus. When we're praying, I want to see things change. I want to see things happen. I don't want to pray just because I can pray. I don't want to pray because I've been in the church for years and I know how to pray. I want to see some change. Amen? I want to see change. That's what I want to see. I don't want to just pray. It's time for the saints to unite in the name of Jesus. Unite, become one, oneness. This is what I want to see us become oneness. So when we began to pray, things began to happen. People be healed, delivered, and set free, and the kingdom of God be advanced in the name of Jesus. Amen. The kingdom of God is advanced. The Bible says in Psalms 133:1. He says, behold, how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. 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 Even he tells us in his word, how good. Hallelujah. How good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. If you've ever dwelled together with someone that was on the same accord, speaking the same thing in the spirit realm, it is pleasant. I experienced that. I have ones that I walk with that will, even when we're not together, when we do talk, we're talking on the same thing because we're both hearing from the same spirit. Amen? We're both hearing from him. Amen? So when we're united together in the presence of God, we want to see change. We want to see change. We want to see miracles before our eyes. Amen. And I know some of us probably have. I know I have. I've seen them. I've seen miracles. Even before I knew what miracles were, I've seen them happen. Amen. The Bible says in Acts, it said, and when they had prayed, the place was shaken where they were assembled together, and they were all filled with the Holy Ghost, and they spake with the word of God, spake the word of God with boldness. The world is out here speaking boldly, telling us what they will do and what they won't do, and what they speaking boldly. We as the body of Christ need to speak boldly. We got to speak the word of God with boldness. That's what the Bible says. I'm going to read that one more time. It said, and when they had prayed, the place was shaken where they were assembled together, together, together. They were assembled together. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost, good God Almighty. And they spake the word of God with boldness. And this is what we must do as a body of Christ. Speak with boldness. Speak God's word with boldness. because every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God is true. And when we began to declare and decree the word of God, it has to happen. He said, will not return unto him void. He said, it will not return unto him void. Let's look at Isaiah 55 and 11. He says, so shall my word be that goes forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the things whereto I send it. Amen? So we should be speaking it in the atmosphere. The devil comes out and he just speaks things in the atmosphere, lies, hypocrisy in the atmosphere. And guess what? People believe it. They'll go around and say it. They say, oh, did you hear what they said? They said this is happening, that is happening, this and that. Well, speak the word of God and see don't that happen. Be bold with that. Speak that word and watch it work in the name of Jesus by faith. If the devil can speak a word and it began to happen, how much more can we speak the word of God and that come to pass? I just read to you what he said in his word in Isaiah 55 and 11. He says, so shall my word be that goes forth out of my mouth. Hallelujah. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the things whereto I send it. This is the word of God. We got to take the word of God and begin to exercise it in the earth. Exercise it. It don't take one or two in the name of Jesus. But we as the body of Christ, as God says, we got to unite. We got to unite and come together. This is the only way it's going to be done. We got to come together. The Bible says, where two or three are gathered together in my name, there I am in the midst. So you, when you unite, when we unite with Christ and his true followers, we'll see the difference. We'll definitely see a difference. God's word will not return unto him void. It will not return unto him void. So we want to begin to speak the word of God. Begin to speak the word of God and do what God has called us to do in the earth. Those who are called. You have to know that you're called. If you're called and you hold fast to your faith, hold fast to what you have been taught in the word of God. Hold fast to it because it will come to pass when we begin to speak it. I am a living witness. Amen. I am a living witness. And when they brought this paralyzed man, this is the kind of people you want to be around. This is the kind of people you want to unite with them. When they brought this paralyzed man, brought him down through the rooftop when they couldn't find no other way, they brought him down through the rooftop so he could get what he needed from Jesus. This is how the saints of God should unite. We should unite in this way. When we're seeking God for something specific, you better have, let me tell you something. For healing, to be delivered, to be set free from whatever, we better have some saints like this man here. We better have some friends like that. Amen. So we can get a prayer through. Somebody that you know can get a prayer through. Amen. And the two of you together have faith. Oh yeah. Amen. So we're calling for those who have been called by God, and we're calling for those who have faith. See, there are some people, I'm a witness to this. I've been around some people, and they've prayed and prayed, and I haven't seen not one thing move, nothing. And they'll say, oh, I know how to pray. Oh, one thing, I can pray. Oh, they can pray. But, yeah, where's the substance in this prayer? It's nothing but air, hot air, as they would say. Nothing in this prayer. When we are praying, we want to see the movement of God. We don't want to just empty prayers that never leave the floor. We don't want to see that. Those are the kind of people who worship God with their mouths, but their hearts are far away from it. We got to be careful. You know, a lot of people with surface prayer. Surface prayer. And that's it. No faith. No faith in. So I would like to see the body of Christ come together. Because God has blessed us. He has given us authority. He said in his word in Luke 10:19, he said, "Behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. And nothing shall by any means hurt you." This is what God has given us. And we have to believe that. We have to believe it. God's word is true. But you want to get with those who believe. Faithful believers. Amen. Faithful believers, those who truly believe. Because there are some people that have been going to church for years, and there's some people who tell you they believe, but what do they believe in? What do they believe in? You better make sure you're walking with them on one accord. Because some people tell you, "Yeah, I believe, but what?" I've heard people say that, but when I got to talking to them, that was a whole nother story. I found out what they believe in. So I couldn't walk with them because they wasn't believing in the Lord Jesus Christ. They wasn't believing in every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God. They had a butt in there. They had a goat in their sermon. So I had to back away from that. So we have to be careful who we walk with. Amen? Let's look at Matthew 17:15-19. Let's look at this. And that's why I say we got to come together and unite with God's people. Because when we are praying for a specific prayer, especially those those with children and grandchildren and so forth, your family, when you're praying for something specific, when you're praying for your child to come in, to turn from his ways, his or her ways, and be delivered from whatever the circumstance is, whatever the problem is, you want them to deliver. You want to get with someone who's able to get a prayer through when you come together in faith. The Bible says faith without works is dead. Amen? So let's take a look at Matthew 17:15-19. It says, "And one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back with a loud voice, glorify God. He fell down on his face at his feet, giving thanks, and he was a Samaritan." It doesn't matter who you are. It really doesn't matter who you are. Amen. It doesn't matter who you are. It doesn't matter who you are when you look and want to be healed of the Lord Jesus Christ. It doesn't matter who you are. So let's look at this, Matthew 17:19. I went to Luke, but look at Matthew 17:15-19. Sorry. Okay, let's look at that. It says, "Lord, have mercy on my son, for he is a lunatic and sore vexed. For oftentimes he falls into the fire and often into the water. And I brought him to thy disciples, and they could not cure him." Good God Almighty. He brought him to the disciples. This is why I say the church, the Christian has to come together. We got to come together and lift one another, pray for one another. Amen? It says, "Amen." Then Jesus asked and said, "Oh, faithless and perverse generation, how long shall I be with you? How long shall I suffer you? Bring him here to me." Now, he brought him to his disciples, the one that had to walk with him, and they couldn't heal him. Because why? He told them, "Oh, ye of little faith."
Mm-hmm.
And perverse generation. So we as the body of Christ have to come together in faith. We got to come together to be able to see the change in the move of God. We got to come together to begin to break some of these generational curses, these things that have been spoken over us and over our children and children's children. We casting that back to the enemy's camp in the name of Jesus. Casting it back. We want to be able to pray and see a change, see a difference in the name of Jesus. So as we go forth seeking God in the name of Jesus Christ, we want to see change. We don't want somebody just when you're going through a crisis, you don't want somebody to just be praying. You want to change in that moment. You want to see. Amen. We want to see the Holy Spirit moving. We want to see some change. I know for myself, amen, I know for myself, I have witnessed it. Even when I didn't know what miracles was back in the early 80s, my sister came to me and she came to my job crying and she said, the doctor said I have a brain tumor, but I thank God for Jesus for calling me. And I answered his call in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
And continuing in the name of Jesus. And my sister told me, said the doctor say, I have a brain tumor. And so the Holy Spirit spoke, because it definitely wasn't me. I tell this story because it's true. And he said, tell her if she accepted it's hers. So I told her, if you accept it, it's yours. And I went back to work. But my sister, on her way to MD Anderson, she cried and cried, she and her husband. And she told me sometime later, she said, you know, she said, I thought you didn't love me because you told me if I accepted it was mine. So on her way to MD Anderson, she and her husband went there, and she said that on her way, she was like, why would she, my sister tell me that? She must not love me. She said, well, no, it's not mine. No, it's not. I'm not accepting it. But she had to get mad at the enemy. And so when she got to MD Anderson, they x-rayed her again and x-rayed me, and the doctor come back, and he said, ma'am, he said, we can't find anything. He said, did you not have a hair bow or something in your head? Did you have a hair bow? She said, no, you see all my hair shaved off, so couldn't have a hair bow. He said, well, we can't find anything. But it's by faith in the name of Jesus. It's by faith. That's what it's by. It's by faith that she was healed. He healed her by faith because she rejected it. And that's what we have to do. We have to reject what the enemy has been saying about us and about our children all these years. We reject it in the name of Jesus. So we come to sound the trumpet tonight in the name of Jesus that there's a sin epidemic, and we come in the name of Jesus saying people got to come out of sin. You got to come out of sin.
Yes. Yes.
That's all it is. It's a sin epidemic all over the world. And people want to tell you can do what you want to do, and it's not true.
Not true.
It's not true.
Not true.
It's not true. Amen.
Amen.
Sister, you have something you want to add, you want to say?
Yeah, I was just, when you said that, you know, about the sin, we got to come out of the sin, because I was just reading in Samuel, in 2 Samuel, I think it was 12 and 14, how God was, he was saying to us, you know, that he eliminates some of the sins, but some of them we have to suffer the consequences for.
That's right.
And, you know, and I was telling my son this, and I said, even though your dad acted crazy with you, I said, you still got to forgive him. And, you know, he came home from the hospital, and he was acting up with my son. So, and I said, I called that day and I began to tell him about this. I guess it was on time for him. And he said, I said, just go in there and at least see how he's doing and speak to him. I said, see, because you can't do him like he do you. I said, because that's not good. And so, because they never did get along. And so when he did, and then, you know, his dad started letting him use the car and to get, you know, back and forth, and, you know, and then calling on him to help him. And I mean, you can't do it.
Right.
You can't do evil for evil. You got to come on with it. Because think it was, we got to, like you say, sin, we got to come out of it. We got to come out of this thing. I'm saying Jesus is soon to come, and when I post stuff, it's all about that and forgiveness, you know, because a lot of people are suffering for unforgiveness. You know, they don't want to forgive people that done them something. This that day. I want to just stick to that. Stick to that. Oh, well, they did. I never forgive them. You're going to have to forgive them because God said in his word, if you don't forgive, I'm not going to forgive you.
Amen.
So you
Amen.
Don't want God not to forgive you.
Okay. We don't want, and that's why we have to, and it was a good thing that you told him. You can't do that. You got to love him anyway. Leave it up to
right.
God. God's revenge is his. Amen.
Yes.
So, and pray that he comes around.
Mind,
because you
the
see,
Lord. Right.
Amen. It's been so many ill things spoken over us. And we gotta go back and reclaim. We gotta command that this enemy, because it's the enemy. We fighting principalities in high places, and we come tonight
right.
casting them down in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
That they will no longer attack our family, our children and children's children in the name of Jesus, like they've been doing. Because see, this enemy has come to take our children to prison, to kill, to steal, and destroy everything from them. But the devil is alive. We command him tonight that everything that the canker worm has eaten up, God will restore us in the name of Jesus. We got to speak these things. We got to speak wealth and health over us and our children and children's children.
Yes.
We got to speak these things. Life and death is in the power of the tongue.
Power
and we
got to
plan the crit. We got to speak it. Because you know what? It's been spoken. Negativity has been spoken too long over us, even by other people. And so guess what? Tonight we come to sound a trumpet. No more of this.
Yes,
because
I was talking
to Jesus, that bitch drowned in the sea.
Yes. I was a lady, I was at the food bank today, and so she was going out. She said, oh, my hip is killing me. I said, ma'am, don't say that. She said, well,
Amen.
She looked at me and she said, I said, we have what we say. She said, ma'am,
okay.
you're right. But it's just hurting right now. I said, in Jesus' name, you just call it what it is. She said, you're right, ma'am. I ain't going to say that.
Amen.
So, you know, sometimes
know
people, you got to stop them and tell them because some people
right.
might not know. You know, they see something wrong.
And exactly. You know what? And like you say, sometimes they say things and not realizing you're making it worse. You're making the wound worse.
Yes.
And we got to know what that demon and see. If you communicate with God, I tell people, communicate with him because he'll communicate with you. The Lord Jesus will communicate
ma'am.
With us by the Holy Spirit.
Yes,
and I tell people this. I know my eyes was fluctuating at one time, and I told the Lord, I said, Lord, I'm not going to the doctor. I said, because I know you created this body. Now tell me what's wrong with it. And God began to speak to me and told me, he said that, I had a love for fried chicken. He said that grease off that fried chicken is causing you the problem. I said, good God Almighty. I said, well, Lord, I ain't going to lie to you. I love fried chicken. I said, but I need you to help to lift this chicken. And let me tell you something. No sooner said than done. He did that for me.
Mm-hmm.
So I tell people, life and death is in the power of tongue. And the
power
thing about it is, we got to stop speaking negative things. Oh, this hymn is, like you said, this is killing me. No, it's not, Lord. What is it? Whatever. Find out what it is. See, you got to recognize what the demon is by the Holy Spirit and then call that thing out. If it's if they say it's arthritis, you command that it leave you in the name of Jesus. If you have a relationship with him, you can command that to leave. He said if you have faith of a mustard seed, you can move that mountain.
Mm-hmm.
That's a mountain that you can't handle. Move it. By faith.
Move it
by faith in the name of Jesus. We can do that, and that's why the body of Christ got to come together.
That's it. And you know, I was just telling a lady today, I said, we were talking about preachers coming together, you know, I said, it's not even about the churches. It's about the souls out there. They need to be coming together to win souls to Christ. You know, it's not about me going to get in the church, who come to my church. No, it ain't about that. It's about soul winning. Get out there and win souls for Christ. We leave them out there, and they just crying for us to come and witness out there. But we want to be caught up in the church. We don't want to. I don't like all that.
They don't have time for it because they're too interested in the money. But the thing about it is, God told me by the Holy Spirit. He said people's souls are crying out. So you're absolutely right. But and the Lord let me know. He said many people are going. They whenever they get somebody in the church and they baptize, he said they don't even know why they baptized. He said half of them don't even know that they done died with me and been raised. They don't know. They don't even know why they baptized. After the Lord told me that, I went and asked some people. They didn't know what. They said, yeah, we got baptized. But they didn't know why. So he said they baptizing them for members. He said they baptizing for members. People don't even know why. And guess what? That's why they leave the church, go out here and think they can commit and do every kind of sin.
Right.
And then it's come back and keep doing. And that's why they never are never blessed. They never move from that spot. They stay in the wilderness doing the same thing they've been doing year after year and wonder why. And they say, well, I go to church. I've been going to church for 40 years. Well, if you don't see no change, you better move.
I'm telling you, it's a ritual.
You better talk to God.
Because
I don't want to be sitting in the place 40 years and never see a change in me. Mm-hmm. Something should be done shed it off of you by then. Something.
You know?
So I said, Lord, have mercy upon the people. Some out of if you've been going to church for that long and nothing has shed off of you, then guess what? You haven't been fed the right food, because something should be done dropped off of you by now in the name of Jesus. Something. There should be a change. You should even see the change in yourself. Oh, I don't do that no more. I don't go there no more. I don't say that no more.
Yes.
Something should be changed. You know?
I was reading about we owe the Lord, because he rescued us. He saved us. He called us out of that dark and evil world. He gave his life for us. So what are we gonna do? What are we gonna do?
That's right.
But he suffered for us. So what are we going to do? Mm-hmm. We ain't trying to suffer nothing. People go through something. I told a lady today, I said, you know what? I don't care what I'm going through. That don't stop me from doing what God called me to do.
Amen.
I don't let it stop
Amen.
Me. I don't let it stop
That's
me.
Right.
I don't care what I'm going through. I don't allow the devil come in to stop me, because somebody might need me at that time, and here I am worried about what I'm going through.
Amen. Yeah. One thing about it, when you take care of others, God will take care of yours.
Amen, sister.
He'll do it.
Amen.
He'll do it. Because it lets him know you are not selfish. Even though you're going to take care of somebody else's problem. God says, well, I'm going to take care of yours. Because you're not selfish. Because you could sit there and say, oh, me.
Yeah.
Allowing us to hear him when he calls.
Uh-huh.
I thank God that I have a relationship with him, that I can hear his voice. Because you know what?
Yeah.
God allowed me to know. He said, these churches, and that's why in Revelation he spoke to the churches. He said, but the churches are not doing what I told them to do. He said, they're not hearing from me. He said, they're doing their own thing. He said, that's why people going to say, Lord, Lord, he's going to say, depart from me. I never knew you.
I'm telling you,
sister. I've enjoyed you. I thank God for you. God bless you, and I appreciate you coming on and being with us tonight. I take in the words that you've spoken, because it's so powerful when we come together. God began to reveal in others what he has given others. And so it's just truly a blessing tonight, been a true blessing. And so we're looking forward to the next time in the name of Jesus.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. So praise God. You be blessed. And till we meet again on this same channel in the name of Jesus. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, we just thank you right now for allowing us this great opportunity to share in your word. To come together in the name of Jesus, to give you all the glory, honor, and praise. Father, we thank you for the relationship, Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you for every word that was spoken, Father, and that, Father, people are healed, delivered, and set free, Father. The generational curses are broken, Father, in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
And, Father, we just thank you and give you the glory in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Amen. Thank you.
And you be blessed.
God bless you.
Amen. Bye-bye.